Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson in Baltimore. We are Baltimore positively passing the torch from 2025 to 2026. Happy New Year to everybody out there celebrating with whatever college football you're watching or basketball, whatever you're doing, gambling responsibly, I hope, especially on the NFL, which is crazy. Speaking of gambling, we have Maryland Lottery scratch-offs, and it was no gamble for the folks at Costas. I had a $100 winner at Costas right before the holiday. Talking about a great
Beauty.
holiday gift. Candy cane cash. Everybody's a winner because they smell like peppermint and you get second chance opportunities. I'm not doing a crab cake tour here until I figure this Ravens thing out. Return of the year. I'm going to be doing a cup of Super Bowl. Maybe the Ravens will be in Santa Clara in 5 weeks, but we'll be doing that as we always do in the Maryland Food Bank, and I had John Maroon on down at Costas. Leonard Raskin joins us here. We're at the end of the year here. I know you're watching the Ravens. I know you're watching college football and your Ohio State and all that. Before we even get going, and some people may actually hear this January 1 or 2 and be screwed, but
Yeah.
before we get to the turn of the year and we get the football here and the Pittsburgh game and all that, is there anything like give some money away, write a check, get some money out of your account, call your guy? Do I
Call
have
your
20,
guy, call
50
your
grand too
gal.
much in my account? I'm going to get taxed on it, like all of that.
Yeah, great question. Year end always brings the rush and the frantic of people calling and saying, what do I have to do? Oh my God, I just talked to my accountant. I think my taxes are going to be huge. What can I do? And there are some things you can do last minute. There's some things you can do at 26, but let's talk about the last couple days, things that could get done. One, if you're a business owner and you need a new vehicle, people don't remember this, but there is a part of the law that if you buy a vehicle and you put that vehicle in service, that means buy it, take delivery, drive it before 12:31, clock strikes midnight, Cinderella's pumpkin comes back. You can, if that vehicle is over 6,000 gross vehicle weight, you can write off 100% of the price of that vehicle if you use it 100% for business. So if you buy a business truck, if you happen to be in a business where you drive around, realtor maybe, supplier, salesperson, as part of your company, you drive around in an SUV, you could buy a 6,000 plus pound SUV. You don't have to pay cash for it. You just have to buy it, which
If I
means,
buy Van Hollen from 100.7 The Bay, their little van, that probably 6,000 pounds.
Yeah. And so if
All
you
right.
bought a vehicle and it's over 6,000 pounds and you drive it before December
But if
31st,
I have a Toyota Camry, that's not a 6,000 pound
not
vehicle,
going to
right?
do it. Not going
No.
to cut it. But a big vehicle, 6,000 plus, you get to deduct the percentage of the price that you use for business. So if you use that vehicle 80% for business, let's make this easy. The vehicle's
Well, dude, let's
$80,000.
be honest. You handle my money, Leonard Raskin here. Raskin, as Deion Sanders, who was prominent this weekend in his
Yes.
son's beating of the Pittsburgh Steelers to keep the
Yes.
Ravens season alive. We were all Deion fans this weekend. Deion
Yes.
would say, as he said to me one time, "I am a businessman.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Everywhere I go, I'm doing my business. I mean,
Absolutely
everywhere I
correct.
go, literally."
And if you legitimately own a business and use a vehicle more than 50%, you can write it off. Another thing you
As
can
one
do, be
Catonsville bar owner once said when I went in on a sales call, "You're nasty effing nester." That's what he said to me. Yeah,
And you
so
said, damn straight.
I said, "Good thing I got my 6,000 pound vehicle here that's getting 4 miles to the gallon."
That's
Are we
right.
talking
Well,
about like
hang
a
on. You could get
go
a
ahead.
6,000 plus pound electric vehicle that gets massive miles
All right, I gotta Google all this. I
to
gotta
the
call Dennis or
charge,
something. My Toyota partners.
you don't have to worry about gas. Sequoia,
So
Land Cruiser.
basically, I'm taking on this $700 to $900 a month of
Right.
expense,
For the
right?
period of years, but you get to deduct the whole thing the year you acquire it. So let's say you have a taxable net in
This
your
is at least a
company.
$50,000 vehicle because it weighs that
Right,
much, right?
right,
Okay.
right. So you got a $50,000 profit in your company. Now you get a $50,000 car. You use the vehicle exclusively for your business. You have no more taxable income. You don't pay any taxes. It's a beautiful thing. Pay it over 5 years, but don't get it. Don't go out and buy it just because you bought it.
All
If
right.
you need a vehicle, get a vehicle.
Yeah, here's what I'm
You
going
can
to do.
also, you
Call
can also,
Leonard if you need advice on that. Is
there you
there any?
go.
Because I know you want to talk about this Pittsburgh. I know you
Well,
do.
yeah, two more quick things.
Okay.
One, charitable contributions. If you want to give to charity,
That's important. I'm glad you
do it
got this in.
before year end,
Okay.
because if you do it on January 2nd, It's written off against your 26
So
taxes.
this is my big chance to write that big check for that Billy Joel event up in New York that they're doing, that it's a,
That's right.
hoity-toity, right?
And if it's a charitable event, you get to deduct that
I
if you
like that.
itemize your deductions or you own a company
I
again.
always wonder when I look around at these, hotsy-totsy events, like your golf event, whatever. People buy foursomes for 10 grand or whatever
Right.
because they want to be charitable. It's Mount Washington
And they
Pediatric
want to be
Hospital. It's
charitable,
important.
and
But like, this
they
is a
also
good
get the
day to do
tax.
that. It's better to do
Absolutely.
that now
Right
for the
before
main
year
golf event.
end,
Okay, I
right
like
year
it. All
before
right.
year end, then after beginning of the
I'm
year.
trying to soup up these people, get them into
There you
their
go. There you
charitable
go.
thing,
So that's two big things you can do
All
year
right.
end. There's stuff you can do in 26 for 25's taxes. We'll come back to those. Last thing is, if you're listening to us in Maryland, which I imagine most of our audience is, and you will owe state income taxes on April 15th when you file, if you've not withheld enough state income tax, pay those state income taxes before year end, and write them off on your 25 taxes. And remember, your favorite president, Donald J. Trump, increased the SALT deduction, state and local tax deduction, for those that itemize from $10,000 to $40,000. So you can write off four times the state and local tax if you owe the state of Maryland. Pay it before year end. Get it done, because that deductible, A, is very valuable in your federal return, and B, if you don't, Maryland has a nasty underpayment state penalty that they like to assess, 5% of the tax unpaid. So you don't want to give Wes Moore more just because, if you could have paid it before year end instead of beginning of the year. So check out charity, state taxes, big vehicles, three things to wrap out the year with regards to finance. And it's on to Pittsburgh, Ness. It's on to
Well, is
Pittsburgh.
your money on the Ravens this week? Let's call this what it is here. I had you on the show last week. We went into the
Yep.
holidays, and nobody's
Dreadful.
feeling pretty good about anything.
Well, here's my prediction, my hope, and who the hell
Well,
knows?
you're going to predict that the Ravens are going to win because that's what you're going to do. Because I know you. Go ahead.
Well, we gotta take it from Pittsburgh. However, I am of the belief that if they win the game Sunday night, that they will be loath to make the changes that they otherwise would have to make if they don't. They will say, everything's good here. We got into the playoffs. We
See,
won the
you're right
division.
in the lane of where
We
Luke and I have been in the beginning. And
we're
Luke and I, we
fine.
didn't
We're
butt heads on
good.
this, but I think someone's going to lose. And
Yes.
Luke and I are going up to Pittsburgh. They're going to let him, and they're not going to let me in. We'll figure it
Whatever.
out, right? I mean, maybe they let me in. Steelers had a lot
$2
more.
ticket.
Steelers have a whole lot more integrity than the Ravens do.
There
I
you go.
promise you that. So
There
I
you
have a
go.
chance to get in there, but probably not. But nonetheless, I'm going to Pittsburgh, and we're going to wake up on Monday morning, and all hell is going to break loose
Yes, in the
somewhere.
AFC North.
And it's way more complicated here because do you think Lamar is going to play Sunday night? As you sit here, right? Do you expect him to play? I don't.
I don't. I do not. I'm not of the camp that he's faking an injury.
Oh, I don't think
I'm
that.
not. My history, if you remember, which you probably don't, early February this year, I was pulled over my chair, head over teacups, by my dog, while holding a leash to hang on to him, and I fell on my left side, hit an arm of a chair when I fell, and I cracked three ribs. Now, they haven't said he has cracked ribs, but what I can tell you is, for the next 30 days, breathing was difficult. It was hard to breathe. And what my doctor told me was, the way you cure this is time and deep breathing, because you have to keep your lungs expanded. Now, the way he got hit in the back with a knee, I don't know if it cracked a rib or not. They say it's a contusion. He may play, he may not play. I don't think it matters in the scheme of things relative to the front office, is my point. It matters relative to the team and all that. But if you give the ball to Derrick Henry 35 times, you're likely to win. As we noted after the Chiefs playoff loss, and after the Bills playoff loss, and after the New England Sunday night debacle, if you give the ball to Derrick Henry, you're apt to win. So
Well,
I
it's your
think
chance to win. It's your
it gives
best
you a
chance to
better
win.
chance. Yeah, your best chance. And look, Snoop proved again that, and I don't know the name of the play because I'm not into the specifics, whether that's an RPO or a fake handoff, pull the ball, run. He proved very well, as did Malik Willis on Saturday night, that you can fake defenses really well when you got two good running options, and one of them is the quarterback, because he scrambled around for a number of first downs. That whether it's he or Lamar, that's a weapon along with the great Derrick Henry. You just that's your best chance. And I got texts, Facebook posts from friends. I have a bunch of people I work with and colleagues in Nashville. They were all heartbroken when the King came to Baltimore. They all text me during and after the New England game, "Your coach is a loser because that guy's sitting on the bench." And then this past weekend, they all text me and say, "Dude, that's the way you play the man." So give it to the King. Put in a little relief, not a rotation, but relief. Snoop or Lamar, fine, great. Throw the ball around. D-Hop, get him involved. Andrews early. They could absolutely win. At the same time, if they do, I think nothing crazy happens on Monday because they have the playoffs to deal with. And if they lose, I think crazy things start happening Monday morning. If they're winning big Sunday night, I think you might hear those fire Tomlin chants up in Pittsburgh
Well,
again.
I mean, that's my thing. When Renegade is played with 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 8 minutes, 4 minutes, 2 minutes,
Yep,
whatever it
yep.
is, and Luke's inside the stadium, I'm at the Jason Aldean bar across the street. But when that happens, where is it for the season for both of these people, the
Yes,
coaches? I
yes.
mean, we know Aaron Rodgers is not long for wear in Pittsburgh. All the
No.
booing of Renegade, if that's the Pittsburgh circumstance that the Ravens are up 13 points somehow and have embarrassed the Steelers with a
Yep.
backup quarterback, right, to
Yeah,
take their
yep.
lunch money, boy, that franchise is a mess on Monday morning when we leave. And it doesn't absolve, to your point, it doesn't absolve the Ravens to say they come back and lose to Houston here next weekend. And,
Yeah.
you've got $1,800 into your tickets, for next week to go out there and they lose to a dome team at home, right?
Or to
Because
Buffalo could be.
Houston is more likely and they
Yeah.
travel better with the defense, I think. But
Yeah,
it
sure.
doesn't matter. I mean, you don't really believe the Ravens are going to win the Super Bowl. I don't believe that the fact that they could still be standing and playing 3 weeks from now would feel like a major victory for Harbaugh and Lamar,
Oh,
even if
my
Lamar doesn't make
heavens.
it onto the field.
Oh,
But
my heavens. If they.
the pressure on Lamar this week
Yes.
to play or not play,
Yes.
the fact that his mom's his agent and we're going back into negotiation, war,
Right.
whatever it is,
Whatever it is.
and the story that was written last week. That got circulated about
Terrible trading him. Ridiculous.
Discord, where they
Stupid.
are.
Stupid.
Okay.
I mean, it may be the case, but I can't imagine. I'm sorry. I do not
What
see
if
the
he doesn't really
value.
want to be here anymore? What if that? What if Harbaugh doesn't like him? He doesn't like. What if? What if it's run its course? What if he doesn't make it onto the field and they get eliminated on Sunday and he hasn't been available? What if he comes back and tries to play and plays poorly and turns the ball over three times? Like there's a lot of
There's a
circumstance
lot of
here.
what could happen. There's a lot of what could happen. What I say is he, I think it was 1 minute, 1 minute during the negotiations before his contract was signed where he said, "Trade me," right? There was like a minute of that.
Yeah.
And that was just nonsense. He knew it. They knew it. It was nonsense. To me, he'd have to be seriously, he would have to seriously come out and say, "I do not want to play here. I do not want to play for this team, blah, 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 blah." For that to for to me, for that to be on him.
Boy, that would be a bad look for everybody, right? If that were to
Right,
happen.
right. That's my point. I don't think it's going to happen. And I think all these people saying that he wants out or whatever, or they're thinking of trading him. I don't think he wants out, and I think they're idiots if they trade him.
I think it
I
was a
think that
bad
would be
look
the
for the
dumbest.
organization last week to have it
Yeah.
circulated. And I can confirm this. I can confirm that the writer of that story has written false or has spread some falsities about me, but I think he's honest about this because John Harbaugh has expressed his dismay about Lamar's inability to come to OTAs, to be
Yeah,
a
I get
part of the
it.
program, to
I
be a
get
real
it.
leader. He's now a grown up. We're working on a third contract, not a second contract. He's a $50
Look,
million a year player.
I don't know
Like,
how hard he works. I don't know how hard he works. What I know is
does money
watching the
change
game.
people? Should I ask the guy that?
No, not at all.
Yeah,
Everybody's the same.
I was just gonna say, dude, everybody I've known,
Everybody's the
once
same
you
till
have
they're different.
$250 million in the bank,
A little different.
you're j I just think you it would change anybody. And that's not I'm not being down
Absolutely,
on Lamar
but the
or
point
up on the
is,
Ravens, who I don't
the
think have
point
any
I would make,
integrity.
no, the point I would make is this. Every great quarterback, you look around the league, you look around history, they are what's the word I'm looking for? Students. They live, breathe, walk, talk. I don't know if you've seen, I think it's, I don't know, is it Fox? I don't know what the commercial's for. I think it's Fox Sports that Tom Brady's doing where people are talking basketball like they're coaches and nobody understands them. But then Tom Brady shows up and he says, I understand you. I mean, that dude lost two marriages for football. I mean, the top best in class guys live, breathe, eat, sleep. It's like an entrepreneur with a dream. You sometimes forego a lot of other
It's
things in your life.
dysfunctional from its very core. I can say
Yes.
that as a guy who's been
Yes.
AIing the last six
And
weeks.
my point is Lamar that guy? I have no idea how he studies. I have no idea how hard he works. There might be people that say he doesn't work hard enough. There might be people that say he doesn't
This is
do
where
A,
I
B,
am,
or
and this is
C.
what I've said to Luke as
I
the
don't
grown
know.
up in the room. I'm like, look, if Bisciotti says to these guys, where are we? And they say, we don't think we can win with him anymore as a $60 million quarterback. We don't think he's going to stay healthy. We don't think the running part is not what we can do with him anymore. It's not in our best interest or his best interest. And it's not in anybody's best interest to make him a pocket quarterback as a 31-year-old where we're $65 million into him. And what are we going to do when Derrick Henry's not here? And like, so I think there's a bigger picture for Harbaugh surviving
Well, I
this.
think you got to figure out who's saying that.
And this is
And
if they lose Sunday night
I
with a
get it.
backup
I
quarterback
get
on
it.
the road in Pittsburgh in a game that they're suddenly supposed to win.
Favored.
They're supposed to
Favored to
win.
win.
Right.
Again, favored on the road in Pittsburgh when their whole quote unquote not season, but their going
If
forward
somehow
playoffs
Aaron
depend on it.
Rodgers is hosting a playoff game next week in Pittsburgh at 3 o'clock next Saturday, and they're there playing and we're not, I would have to think there's 5 days of hell here next week
Oh, I
about
agree.
Lamar not playing or not Lamar not playing well enough, or about whoever
I
fumbled this
agree.
year, whether it's Flowers, Henry, Andrews, go down the list of all of the guys who have cost them playoff games. This is a playoff game on the
No doubt.
road where they're expected to
Well,
win
Saturday
with
night
their
was a
backup
playoff game.
quarterback. It's
Saturday night was a playoff
absurd.
game.
Yeah.
And they had to do it, and they did it. So if they come together and win on Sunday night with the world's eyes on them, it's going to be crazy in Pittsburgh. And when they lose, unless it's in the Super Bowl, there will be eyes on them for the 5 days following. And all the stuff you said about Lamar may be true. My thing is, who's saying it? And if it's the head coach saying it, there's a lot of pressure out there for Steve to say, well, maybe it's my head coach. Maybe it's the guy that's running the show rather than the guy in the show. And maybe with a new head
Oh, 9 out
coach.
of 10 hot take talking heads would say take the quarterback over the coach.
Absolutely.
And,
Absolutely.
you know, if the
And
feeling in
so
the building is
I
we don't
told you a
love the
month ago.
quarterback over the next 3 years, if the feeling is we don't love him as much as we used to, that's not a smudge on Lamar. That's football. We don't
But
love
I'm
that
saying,
player the way we used to love that
yeah, but
player
he's
is
that
the way it
guy.
ends for every player.
Every player, of course. But I told you 3 weeks, a month ago, we could just trade Harbaugh for Tomlin. We'd have a different feel.
And here's the fascinating part. We talked about trading coaches. The Giants have a quarterback and don't have a coach. And Tomlin or Harbaugh, if they're going to get thrown off the boat
They're
or
going to
be
find a new job in seconds
right, and it's going to
if
be a
they want
job
it.
like that.
If they want it
And
in
the
seconds.
question would be, not for Tomlin in Pittsburgh, do I want to be
No.
here where people are yelling and people are booing
Right.
Renegade after all
Right.
these years without a quarterback and with a middling pick?
Yes.
Or Harbaugh to say, do I want to be here with Lamar or there with Jackson Dart? And that just doesn't mean Harbaugh with Lamar. That's anyone. Do I want
Yes.
Jackson Dart? Or if you're the Steelers, you say, I got to marry the next coach to the next quarterback, even though they're not in a position to pick a quarterback. Or the same thing would be for Bisciotti to say, well, if we lose and my $60 million quarterback can't get there, and my knucklehead head coach can't get the running back to run to win games that we should have been winning, and we went to Pittsburgh and lost to a team that just lost to Cleveland, like, it's going to be something's going to be on fire Monday. That's all
Something,
I'm
look,
saying.
one of these two steel cities is going to suffer on Sunday night. And the fan base is going to be off with their head on Monday morning. Actually, the fan base is going to be off with their head on Sunday night. The minute the last tick ticks. Depending upon the score, it could be earlier. You know, who knows?
It's
But
been ugly in both of these stadiums this year.
yes,
Like, you've been
yes,
in our stadium
yes.
and watched them boo the team, walk out
Yes.
on the team,
Yes.
empty out the stadium.
Yes.
Luke has been flippant this week. Like, I like this game in Pittsburgh. They haven't played well at home. I don't know what it's going to mean to get a home game
Well,
against Houston next week
three and
because
six,
home hasn't
three
meant
and
anything.
six at home, 5-3 on the road. If
Well,
they pull off 6-3 on the road versus 6-3 at home, there you have it.
all
Look,
I can say is,
in the NFC, the not that it's a what's the word I'm looking for? A big deal, but you got the Panthers and the Buccaneers, and it could be that you have a team with, again, a losing record winning a division. And they'd be thrilled. They'd be thrilled to win the division with a losing record.
man, I could have had the Falcons backing in for crying out loud. All right, Leonard Raskin is here. I would just put it to all of you when you hear that, oh, mama, I'm in fear.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good or bad in Pittsburgh, but I said this
It's
to Luke.
coming.
I
It's
don't
coming.
expect anything other than 19-17, 6.5 minutes left to go, fog over the stadium, 28 degrees, wind in the air, like just a kicker's going to make a kick, a ball's going to go up in the air, there's going to be a fumble. Like, there's all of this. That's what
I'd like
makes
to
it
see
fun.
another Derrick Henry hat trick would
It
be fine.
really couldn't be any juicier than this, though, right?
No, you're right. And all the talk and all we say is just that, conjecture and talk. And this is why I don't gamble. This is why I don't bet on these things. And this is why people do, because everybody knows what they don't know. And nobody knows till that ball snapped and that funky shaped thing bounces on the ground
If they were
and
both
something
12 and
happens.
3, this game would feel different,
Oh my
but it's
goodness, it
still
would
for
be
the exact
amazing.
same stake. The stake is
Yes,
you get a home game next
win
week.
the division, get a home
For me,
game.
I'm not down on anything. I'll be like
Let's
Mark
go.
McGwire. I'm not here to talk about the past.
Yep,
He is Leonard
let's go.
Raskin, and we're about to go into a new year, so we want to
Amen.
look back. I'll sing some
Happy New
Guy
Year.
Lombardo to everybody. Happy New Year. Leonard Raskin is out there. He handles money in the American dream. You can find him at Raskin Global, and you can find me and him at Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.